Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.
It's good to have you with us. So we want to start off with a big story, a preview of a big story coming up next Thursday. Las Cruces School Board will be naming its new superintendent.
Yeah, Stan Rounds was on the job for 10 years, and as we know, he stepped out this past summer or spring, and so a new superintendent will be named 4 p.m. Thursday, November 3rd. And so interim superintendent Stephen Chavez said a joint meeting between the Cruces Board of Education and Las Cruces City Council, and they'll name it. And we have three candidates. There's three finalists. Dr. Gregory Ewing, he's from Marietta, Georgia. Dr. Gregory Rodriguez is from Huntsville, Texas. And Dr. Arsenio Romero from Roswell, but who has worked here in the school district before, and I've actually got a chance to get to know him in the past.
Thursday at 4, and where is the meeting?
It's at Las Cruces. Where is it at? Oh, the Las Cruces Public Schools Administrative Building. Downtown at the Loretto Town Center.
All right. And speaking of jobs, we have some job decisions of our own to make because we all should be voting either now or on election day. And you help us make those decisions because you've got candidate profiles.
Yeah, the past several weeks we've been doing a bunch of writing about the candidate profiles. And we have Isabella Solis and William Webb are both going for the county commissioner for District 4. And as we know, the county commission is going to have a completely different look. There's three seats that are going to change one way or the other. And we have a story about actually John Arthur Smith is running unopposed to stay in the state senate. So we got a nice little story about him. And also Rick Little is taking on Willie Madrid, who's stepping in for Cliff Reed, who had to drop out of the race several months ago. So,
okay. Spaceport America has a big event coming up. This is one of the hopes for Spaceport America, the growing drone business.
Yeah, that's one thing they really want to get rolling out here at the Las Cruces International Airport as well. And next month, there's going to be a three-day drone summit. And it's going to be Friday, November 11th to Sunday, November 13th, right at Spaceport America. And there'll be drone races and drone filming and racing and workshops and demonstrations and cinematography challenges and all kind of stuff. Wow. So we have all the details about that.
That's really neat. You know, it's amazing how affordable those have become, that the average person can buy a drone now, and a lot of them have cameras. That's the really neat thing in our industry, that we use them for taking incredible photos we never could have dreamed of before.
Somebody was buzzing my neighborhood a while back, several times, but late at night, too. But it hasn't happened again.
So. Oh, I hope not. That's a little freaky. What are they doing?
I know.
That's strange. All right. Well, this is a neat series you've got going in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Klein Park, the history of Klein Park, and you look at history of parks in Las Cruces.
Yeah, there's so many parks here in Las Cruces, big ones, little ones. And Mike Cook has been looking at them, I think, since about January. Periodically, he has one. And this week we have something about Klein Park. The city paid $10 for the land in 1939. And, of course, one of the things that is really notable about the park is they have a big bow tie up in a tree in honor of late Cruces City Councilor Miguel Silva. So we have a nice little story about the park and several photos.
Yeah.
And it's on North Mesquite Street.
Yeah.
I can't talk today, sorry. Mesquite Street. So a lot of people will recognize it.
Absolutely. It's a neat place. And finally, yes, it is that time of year again, Halloween coming up on Monday, and you get us in the mood. Life is good in Las Cruces, and you have an interesting profile.
Yeah, Billy Huntsman went out and spoke with some folks who started a what they call Ghostly Concerns. It's a paranormal investigative service, and they go out and they try to find ghosts and paranormal activities, and they do recordings and spend hours and hours. A lot of people think it's kind of fun. You go to a graveyard and do recordings, and that could be interesting or scary, depending on your take, but that you have to just go through all the hours and hours of nothingness on cassettes to try to pick up a voice or something. But it's a very interesting story. And they are looking for volunteers. So
they're looking for volunteers to join their group. And
they
what's their group called again?
Ghostly Concerns.
Ghostly
Paranormal
Concerns.
Investigations.
I wonder if they get more inquiries around this time of year.
You would think. Halloween. Yeah, it would sort of fit right in.
Scary.
Yeah.
Brooke Stockburger, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and it's always great to have you here, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.